This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The Department of Homeland Security issued a security alert for small planes. So just how vulnerable have modern flight systems been to hacking? Finding out after these tech headlines. Facebook has a subtle reminder for us in the form of attaching its name to Instagram and WhatsApp, a rebranding decision that the Journal says unifies its apps, ones that were essentially cultivated as separate consumer services. It will now add the From Facebook tag to its Instagram and WhatsApp brands, allowing the Facebook name to be visible in its marketing and to users inside the apps, moves that the Journal says some inside the company oppose. However, in an email to the Wall Street Journal, spokeswoman Birdie Thompson said, quote, "We want to be clearer about the products and services that are part of Facebook," end quote. Big banks sound the alarm towards digitalization. They're currently fighting a U.S. government effort to basically speed up how money moves through its payment system. Big banks argue that this could derail a private network they have developed. Payments are becoming a potential flashpoint between banking and big tech, with Facebook's cryptocurrency-based payments on the horizon, while in China, Alibaba and Tencent have developed digital payment systems that happen to dominate in that country. We now learn that the Fed is expected to announce whether it will build a new network as early as this week, which could change some protocol. Case in point, currently the government system doesn't operate on weekends, and it can take days to process certain transactions such as bill payments and direct deposits. And Huawei's phone sales get a patriotic boost in China. Huawei, of course, became the world's number two smartphone maker by painstakingly building a loyal fan base overseas. Now that overseas sales are stalling, it's getting help from a familiar place, China. What the Journal calls a patriotic buying spree is fueling a surge in Huawei smartphone sales in its home country, blunting the impact of U.S. restrictions that have led to a drop-off in sales in foreign markets. Its share of smartphone sales in China soared by almost a third to a record 38% during the second quarter, with all of Huawei's major rivals, including Apple and Xiaomi, losing ground. These booming domestic sales are, for now, helping the company offset flagging shipments overseas, which we report have been hurt by concerns over the U.S. ban on sales of U.S.-sourced technology. Coming up, details on the Department of Homeland Security's alert for the small planes vulnerable to hacking. The Department of Homeland Security issued a security alert for small planes. It says that if someone manages to gain physical access to the aircraft, current flight systems are vulnerable to hacking. This comes on the heels of one cybersecurity firm, Rapid7, discovering that an attacker could potentially disrupt electronic messages transmitted across a plane's network. Fast forward to the DHS advising manufacturers to take a good hard look at its electronic system known as the CAN bus. Todd Beardsley, Rapid7 Director of Research, further explains.
The CAN bus network that lives in these small aircraft are essentially the central nervous system of the aircraft. They connect engine sensors to the avionics panel that the pilot uses. It talks to the autopilot. It talks to pretty much everything that has an electronic sensor or control on it is connected to CAN bus. It's used in all sorts of things, in planes, in cars more and more these days, even in things like drones, boats, spacecraft, pretty much any kind of vehicle.
Since older aircrafts use more mechanical controls, they are not impacted as such. They also use an older electronic system. In contrast, pilot Don Gives breaks down the newer tech in many of these smaller planes.
So the newer aircraft will have a digital panel. Basically, you'll have one screen, a little navigation screen there, and another screen simulating the instrumentation then in a digital format.
According to the DHS alert, engine readings, compass data, and readings such as altitude could all be manipulated to provide false measurements, something, incidentally, the auto industry is well accustomed with. More from Todd Beardsley.
Automotive manufacturers have taken steps to shore up the defenses of CAN bus by implementing things like firewalls, secure gateways, things like that. Basically making sure that the CAN bus networks don't even have a touch point with something like, you know, your Wi-Fi connection or the infotainment system that's on the dash.
key steps can be taken in the meantime to prevent a hack.
Owners of these aircraft and people who are responsible for the maintenance of these aircraft need to make sure that the physical security around them, you know, like fences, locked doors, are up to snuff. Like, you don't want to have, you know, bad guys touching your aircraft, which is kind of a no-brainer. But in light of this, I think it's a lot more significant today. We know now an attacker could attach a device to these aircraft and take kind of stealthy control of the aircraft.
That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.